Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great first full weekend of November.
Yeah. Oh, been loving the weather.
Oh, it has been great. And this is also the National Holiday of Texas weekend.
What's that?
Well, let's see. Deer season. The
there
general
you go.
Deer season opens.
Absolutely. Hill Country right now, it's like 5 o'clock traffic in Houston on a normal Friday.
Right.
On a pre-COVID Friday.
Exactly. Tell you what, we're going to be talking a lot about hunting. In fact, to celebrate hunting seasons, we've got a new Texas Parks and Wildlife Division Director.
Really?
He's not new to the department.
I know, because the name's not new.
No, the name is not new. In fact, we knew John Slavosky when he was district leader out of Tyler, and then he became the deputy director of the Wildlife Division.
Okay.
And he goes to that school of does not know how not to raise his hand, you know?
Oops.
He's going to make a great Wildlife Division director, and was named and started on November 1st.
Perfect.
So we're going to be checking with John to see the challenges that confront the department, his vision for the direction of this division, plus a whole lot more. Plus, you know, later in the program, we're probably going to have some comments about where things may or may not be and the direction the country's going.
You think?
I think.
Yeah.
I think. So okay. We got a big show headed your way. So y'all stick around and remember.
What?
You're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
Indeed. Are we going to start?
We're both looking at each other going, "Who?" Okay.
Yeah, they're still counting. They're still suing.
It ain't over till it's over.
It ain't over till it's over. But, okay, I'm going to say one thing I predicted.
Yes.
One thing I predicted, and you'll remember this. Bless when we finally got rid of that straight ticket because the majority of the Democratic votes in Texas, the majority of the ones that were cast, did not go below the presidential race.
Right. Interesting.
Therein is what helped us then with our state offices and stuff like that here. Because I knew the lazy whatevers, I shall bite my tongue, weren't going to take the time to go down the ballot.
I did.
Nah.
I did.
We did. Yeah. I thought you were disagreeing with me.
No.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
But that's the point. That's the point. The educated voter who got out there and did the work and took the time to go down the ballot.
Couple of perspectives. It shows how divided this country is.
Absolutely, sadly.
Absolutely. But I believe it also shows, and regardless of which side of the aisle you prefer, the mainstream media, they're worthless.
Absolutely.
They're worthless.
Worthless.
You know, the polls that were done, this is twice.
Yeah.
Totally out of line.
Right.
Well, and you know, my attitude is if we have, there's always going to be things that can be improved.
Certainly.
There's going to be issues that have to be addressed.
We're only human.
But you know what? We need to come together and agree on the founding principles and not say we're going to take that, throw it in the trash, and try to create something new.
Or believe everything that you see in print. Because it, the examples of the media really trying to push the Democratic agenda, one of the last great ones, the Houston Chronicle. Okay, you had that Trump train that went around Loop 610 in Houston. Thousands.
Right.
Thousands of people. Mm-hmm. Not one mention in the Houston Chronicle.
Well, there wasn't even mention of...
Kamala Harris greets a crowd of 150.
Right.
That was front page.
Sure.
This is not right.
No, it's not right. And so many of the Trump trains, truck parades, boat parades, you know, none of that was ever. And that was not orchestrated by, you know, the Trump party, you know.
Actually, whichever side you're on, okay, that's your choice. But again, it's like, you know, the Chronicle editorial board recommending candidates, and the Chronicle goes, no, it's our editorial board, it's not us. Well, wait a minute, you pay their check.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there should be fairness. It goes back to the original tenets of who, what, when, where, why, and how. That's all the media should do. Not create, not what if, not maybe, not kinda. Just report the news.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Speaking of news, and one thing that I believe we can all agree on, coming up on Wednesday, November 11th,
okay.
Veterans Day.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, this is when we recognize all that served.
Correct.
Memorial Day was we recognize those that we lost.
Correct.
Okay. But I think it's pretty neat. Texas Parks and Wildlife on this Sunday in advance of Veterans Day, November 8th, they're going to waive entrance fees for those that served.
Wonderful.
You know, get out, go to the park, unwind. I tell you, the we just came as
well.
You,
I have to take my discharge papers up to get in.
You would like to think that the honor system could be resurrected.
One would hope, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Particularly on something like that.
Correct.
As you well know, we just finished up the December issue of Texas Outdoors Journal. Uh-huh. The last thing that's written is my editor's column.
Right.
One of the toughest columns that I've ever written.
Oh, okay.
Because of the uncertainty.
Yeah.
It was written Election Day.
Right.
I went back and edited it the day after, and I wasn't any further.
Not yet. Yeah, right.
You know. Right. So, but I tell you what I did say. And it goes back to the comments we had earlier about coming together as a country, agreeing on things where we can agree. And one of them, you know, is our Constitution,
yes.
You know, the Bill of Rights,
yes.
The Electoral College, all these things that the older I get, the more amazed I am at how brilliant and the foresight that founding fathers had.
Correct.
I also mention for December, obviously, Christmas and what we're celebrating.
Right.
And how those that don't have their faith to lean on, you and I have both lost spouses.
Yes.
Okay. How in times of really difficult times, you look there. But for outdoors enthusiasts, there has not been a sanctuary one built that equals the sanctuary we have in the outdoors.
You got it, G.I.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, I know many of our listeners are going, I wanted to hear y'all talk about the outdoors, and we are.
We are.
But by the same token, you know, we had to make comment about that.
Quick thing, it's in background checks.
Oh, you did?
Okay, yeah. Okay. It's some background checks from National Shooting Sports Foundation. Bad news is the SHOT Show's canceled for January, so there goes my Christmas. Darn it. But, you know, safety first. But October figures for this year, 1,769,553 checks linked to gun sales. That's a 60% increase over October of 2019.
Is that an all-time record?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Wow.
1,769,553.
Well.
My goodness.
You know what?
What's that?
And those that have firearms, and particularly all you new firearms owners,
mm-hmm.
go shoot.
Yes, indeed.
Go shoot. You know, people will go play tennis, or they'll go play a round of golf,
right,
or do something socially.
Mm-hmm.
There are some great gun ranges across the state.
Indeed. In and out.
Right.
Yeah, indoor and outdoor.
Indoor and outdoor, mm-hmm. Or go to the lease. But take your, you know, carry firearm with you.
Right.
And practice.
Right.
And enjoy. And make it a social event. And mm-hmm. then afterwards, go get something to drink or mm-hmm. something to eat. And truly make it a social outing.
Yep.
Husbands, teach your wives. Wives, maybe teach your husbands, mm-hmm. you know, and teach proper gun safety.
And you can combine things, too. Have you ever played shooting golf? We throw a golf ball out there and plink at it.
Yeah.
See how far you can go in. All the safety rules, friends. Be careful, you know, your backstops and what's behind your targets, and be sure of your targets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if you have the opportunity, if you have the property, we can do something like that. That's a hoot.
You did
and
a story.
Standing on your hind legs, too, yeah.
You did a story a few months ago.
Right.
About growing up and plinking with a .22.
Right.
And you know what? It's fun.
It is fun.
And it's cheap entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Be aware of your backstops or things
safety,
that could ricochet,
still,
you know,
right.
Things of that nature. All right. Hey, listen, we're going to move on with the show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got our Best Bets Outdoor Report. Yep, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional hunting and high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs, and folks, they are aware that every dollar you spend is precious to you, and so they are going to help you make a well-informed decision.
You betcha.
I tell you what, Cliff Cheadle, you know, I've learned so much from him, continue to learn, and new products come out.
And you know what they've proven?
What's that?
You can run, but you can't hide.
True. You're right.
Yeah.
And it opens up additional hunting opportunities that we've talked about.
Right.
Deer season opens this weekend. You're out there, but what are you going to do at night?
Mm-hmm.
Go out there? Pigs?
Yeah, there's more to life than eating and drinking.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're pigs, exotics.
Sure. Oh, that, yeah.
Varmints.
Fill the freezer, man. Mm-hmm. Okay. Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for free. For more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or call 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, let's check the Texas Outdoors Journal fishing and hunting times this weekend. Yeah, this weekend, the opener. Saturday's rated as good. This Sunday, as well as Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, are a quartet of days with a fair rating. Thursday's another good one. Friday and next Saturday are two best days of the week. Next Sunday is also rated as good. This Saturday, look for game to be most active from late afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. This Sunday, as well as Monday and Tuesday, a major time shift occurs for this major feeding period of the day, with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise until mid to late morning. By Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for this most active period to begin either side of sunrise, continue until either side of the noon hour. Friday, as well as next Saturday and Sunday, we'll see this feeding period occurring from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. This Sunday, November the 8th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. By next Sunday the 15th, we will have a new moon. On the coast this Saturday, there's a single low tide as the only tide of the day. This Sunday and Monday have a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Tuesday through next Sunday, a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two lows each day.
All right, on the coast, everybody remembers the cold front that we had that brought temperatures back to the normal. It got cold, but then it dropped temperatures into the normal range.
Right.
Looking at the extended AccuWeather forecast, it looks like we're going to have an extended Indian summer, Harold.
Oh.
Well into December, and we'll see what happens beyond, because the, you know, projected forecast is for even January to be a bit mild.
Ah,
all right. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
With that being said, water temperatures dropped and then they've adjusted. Tides have fallen out. Lots of bait are at Lake Calcasieu and Sabine Lake throughout the Galveston Bay complex. Chasing birds right now all the way down to east and west Matagorda is going to be your best bet for speckled trout.
Mm-hmm.
Flounder are staging. And we didn't see them really make a move last year.
How do flounder stage? Like a deck of cards or something?
Almost. I mean, you know, they move. They migrate to the Gulf for winter normally. But they will stage in areas just inside the bays before they make that final move to the Gulf.
Hmm.
Last year, they never really made the final move to the Gulf.
Okay.
All right. So they'll stack up. It's the reason why gigging is not allowed.
Ah.
Okay? Because you can take too many. It's rod and reel only.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Good.
But with that being said, flounder fishing has really picked up all along the coast. In the mid-coast area, Port O'Connor, Sea Drift, all the way down to Port Isabel. Work those drains, work the flats on warm days that are adjacent to deeper water, and just enjoy the great fishing. Offshore, one final comment.
Mm-hmm.
Red snapper fishing, phenomenal in state waters.
Good to hear.
So, looks like some good times. How about our lakes?
Let's head to East Texas. Caddo. Largemouth bass are good in shallow water, working jerk baits, white spinners, and skirted jigs in 3 to 5 feet of water. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near brush piles and timber, near drop-offs or creek channels. Conroe. Black bass are great from about 11 a.m. on man-made structures. The larger, the better, like marinas, especially closer to open water with worms, spinners, and top water. Fork. That's your knee squeaking.
No.
Fork. Largemouth bass are good on dark skirted jigs, green or blue crankbaits, bladed spinners near heavy timber, roadbeds, brushy points, and rocky shorelines, Lake of the Pines. Crappie are good on minnows in the standing timber areas along the creek channel, bridges, and brush piles in 15 to 28 feet. Livingston. Black bass are good in and just out of creeks and coves with worms, spinners, crankbait, and top water. Big Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good, moving just a hair deeper with increased activity as the bass know winter is right around the corner. Keep working creeks and timber on spinners, jigs, and crankbait. Toledo Bend, black bass are good, especially on the south end in creeks on 5-inch wacky rigs. Crappie are excellent, with the most recent cold front shifting them to 10 to 12 feet above and in brush piles on jigs. Tyler, black bass are good on Texas rig plastic worms, jigs, and crankbaits, fishing docks, shorelines, and creek mouths. Belton, black bass are good near rocky shorelines, creeks, and brushy outcrops on crankbaits, jigs, and buzzbaits. White bass are excellent on the main lake flats, humps, and drop-offs with slabs and swim baits in 20 to 35 feet of water. Hybrid stripers are good with live bait in the main lake from 18 to 35 feet. Topwater plugs, crankbaits, and swim baits are effective with surfacing schools of hybrids and white bass. Limestone. White bass are good with jigging spoons and slabs near flats, drop-offs, and ledges in the main lake in 15 to 30 feet. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs around brush piles and submerged timber. Catfish are good on cut bait and shrimp. Richland Chambers. Largemouth bass are good on shad-like crankbaits, skirted jigs, spinners, fishing near boat docks, points, creeks, and submerged brush. Tawakoni. Catfish are excellent on live bait and cut bait. White bass and hybrid stripers are excellent on live bait and slabs, with some fish schooling on the surface. Texoma. Striped bass and white bass are good on live shad and slabs. Diving birds are marking feeding schools, feeding on the surface throughout the lake. Whitney. Black bass are good on rocky points, creeks, ledges, timber, and weed beds on plastic worms, shad-like crankbaits, and skirted jigs. Topwater plugs are working early in shallow areas where shad are present.
All right, heading to South Texas, out Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir has seen some windy and cooler temperatures, but black bass fishing has been good along the rocks with square-billed crankbaits around the points and vegetation with topwaters, Carolina-rigged worms around deeper structure. Choke Canyon, bass have been good when fishing points along some of the northern lake structure like rocks, creeks, and vegetation. To our friends down in the valley or those that fish falcon, the white bass are great as they're schooling in the south part of the lake. Just look for the birds. Crappie are excellent on brush piles between 15 and 20 feet. Brownwood, crappie have been good on minnows and jigs and brush piles and timber in the creek channels. Allen Henry continues to produce good bass with some fall fishing occurring around rocks near the dam and vegetation with worms and crankbaits. Ivy bass have been good depending on temperatures, with both extremes playing out this week. Fish between 8 to 16 feet of water around vegetation, rocks, and points with minnows, jigs, and worms. And what about the hill country?
Yeah, let's head up there. Big Lake Buchanan. Largemouth bass are good with skirted jigs, green or orange craws, bronze-bladed spinners, and perch imitating crankbaits. Points, rock ledges, and the rocky shorelines is where to go. Striped bass are good along the river channel with live bait in 25 to 35 feet of water. White bass are excellent on slabs near drop-offs, humps, and flats. Canyon. Striper fishing is good along the river channel with live bait. Largemouth bass are good with medium-sized crankbaits, blue or black skirted jigs, and pumpkin plastic finesse worms near docks, timber, and rock piles. Smallmouth bass are good on plastic grubs and small cranks in 3 to 12 feet along rock ledges and steep rocky shorelines. Medina. Black bass are good. Use electronics to locate the best structures, such as drops, brush, and quiet coves. North and east on diving deeper crankbaits is what you need. Travis. Largemouth bass are good with jerkbaits, swim baits, black and white skirted jigs near boat docks, rock ledges, and points. White bass are good with slabs working main lake flats, drop-offs, and humps. Waco. Largemouth bass are good on jigs, jerk baits, and spinner baits near the creeks, brush, rocky shorelines, and coves. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs fishing brush piles around 13 to 20 feet.
On the hunting scene, dove seasons have closed in the north and central, the south and central zone, but the north zone continues through November 12. The sandhill crane season in Zone A runs through January 31. The quail season statewide opened October 31st and runs through February 28th, as does the chakalaka season in Cameron, Hidalgo, Starr, and Willacy counties. All right.
Yes.
On or off road?
It's not electric. You'd be happy.
Okay.
No, on the road, but it's really a great value. It's the 2020 Mercedes CLA 250. It's a subcompact four-door coupe. Really very, very roomy.
Did you come into some money? You've been driving a lot of Mercedes lately.
That's the press fleet, baby. Bless their little hearts. Yeah, they're going to bring me the Yugo one day soon, though. I just got to take what they send me. But this thing is really sharp looking. It's a great ride. This one is front-wheel drive, but they have an available all-wheel drive with their wonderful 4MATIC, and it's a $2,000 uptick. And when you're looking at long, easy terms, it's probably well worth it. Engine is a turbo 4-banger, 2-liter, 221 horsepower, 258 pound-feet of torque. But it's, like I said, a great-looking car. Nice panoramic sunroof, power front seats with lumbar support, split folding rear seat. It's a 5-passenger. But plenty of room, nice LED headlights and tail lamps and so on. Very, very stylish. This one had some little upticks, optional equipment were 18-inch 5-spoke wheels, blind spot assist, Sirius XM heated front seats, 64-color mood lighting. You can set this. It's kind of cool, actually. They have the 10.25-inch center display, so it's all electronic. It's not analog dials anymore. And then they got a 10.25-inch digital instrument panel. One's the screen, one's the instrument panel. They're both 10.25 inches. But the neat thing about it, 25 miles per gallon in the city, 35 on the highway, runs good. Like I said, again, a solid ride. The base, well loaded, is 36.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all. And the one I had everything you could get, and it was 42. So check this thing out. Especially great around town, but like I said, good on the highway too. Maybe for the family, you need that, you know, four doors. The 2020 Mercedes CLA 250.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Texas Parks and Wildlife Division Director John Solofsky will be joining us right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. I want to remind everybody that Texas Outdoors Journal 3 for $39 Christmas special is going on, and that will expire December 31st.
You only get three issues for $39?
That's kind of expensive. 3 years.
Oh, okay.
3 years. Oh, any combination. Okay. 1 year, 3 year, a 2 year, and a 1 year.
Oh, that's great.
But I also want to warn everybody that due to postal rates going up for mailing, for the first time in over a decade, subscription rates and newsstand rates are going to go up January 1.
Oh, okay.
So give us a call and get a subscription. You'll get an issue each and every month.
But you say you can combine them? I get 3 years, one for me, or I can get one years?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice Christmas gift.
Yeah, you bet it is. Oh, you bet it cool. is. Also want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, it is just free choice.
Mm-hmm.
Get you some panels of 6-inch, square mesh.
Right.
Make a circle. Dump your fortified cottonseed in there.
Hook it up to a T-post.
Yeah. You are in great shape.
And I love the fact that the raccoons and the pigs don't mess with it.
Well, that's a good thing. And then just the protein, fat, and fiber content is phenomenal. For more information on fortified cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com. Or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Or stop by Tractor Supply.
Ooh.
All right. Tell you what, it is so much fun to get to know and work with officials at Texas Parks and Wildlife, and particularly those that you see move up through the ranks.
Mm-hmm.
We tease them about raising their hand, right. and continue to volunteer.
Oh, duh, yeah.
But our guest today is the new Wildlife Division Director, John Slavosky. And we first got to know John as a district leader over in Tyler.
Uh-huh.
And then he became Deputy Director of the Wildlife Division. And now, instead of just doing... what the division director did, he's got the whole wagon to pull. John, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
Very good, Bill. Thanks for having me. Harold, good to visit with you again as well.
Yes, sir, and congratulations on the position, man. That's great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I appreciate that.
Well, this is, of course, as everybody knows, is the national holiday weekend of Texas right. because the general deer season has opened. But there's more than white-tailed deer in Texas, and when you say Wildlife Division, just let folks know how encompassing that is, would you?
Well, I'll try to do that. Bill, it's interesting, by default, people think that everything we do is deals with deer, and we are very deer-centric and does require, a significant amount of our staff time, but if you look past that, I think many people would be astonished at the amount of work we do, and everything from butterflies to bats, probably some of the most important work we do, providing technical guidance to landowners across the state. We have staff that do countless environmental assessments on a large variety of development projects throughout the year. Of course, outreach, education, opportunities to literally thousands of urban constituencies. And then, to tip back again to that hunting side, the public hunting opportunities that we provide across the state on what now is well over 1 million acres. And then again, the management, all the other game species that are such a large part of our hunting and outdoor heritage in Texas. So, maybe a simpler way to put it is that the work within the Wildlife Division is as diverse as the wildlife and habitat that we have across the state. So it's a great job. I'm confident that all of our staff really enjoy what we do as a team, and it's just a great place to work every day.
John, you've been at this for a while. Are you seeing more and continuing I'm going to say help, assistance, coordination, with the private landowners, because the state, of course, is predominantly privately owned. But I know, I'm like fifth generation. In the old days, it would be get off my land, stay off my land. Your government, go away. That's changed drastically, hasn't it?
Well, it has. I mean, there's still, people somewhat skeptical or maybe even fearful of, hi, we're from the government, we're hellish. here to help you.
Right.
But really, really the biggest change, you know, or one of the greatest changes that benefits so many of us is some of these private landowners that open up their gates to, say, youth hunting opportunities or adult mentored hunting opportunities that provide those opportunities that people, you know, would never have, you know, without, you know, really getting out their checkbook and putting some money down. But so relationships we have with landowners across the state are really good, and, you know, we can keep their information completely confidential just for their benefit and just help them manage what they're interested in. And then again, like I said, those folks that are interested in letting the public in the gate on a limited basis is wonderful as well.
John, listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. We need to take a break. But folks, we got a lot more information coming from John Silvosky, Texas Parks and Wildlife, Wildlife Division Director, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, our CEO, Ben Novosad, understands what it takes to be successful in agriculture.
The background that I have in agriculture certainly has helped me with my Capital Farm Credit career. We try to hire people with experience, knowledge of farm and ranch activities and business, not only to make and sell good loans, but also to help farmers and ranchers.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
The official gunsmithing service of Texas Outdoor News is MG Arms in Spring, Texas. We've used them for years because they are the best. From repairs and replacement parts to trigger jobs, stock repair, metal refinishing, including bluing, parkerizing, Teflon, and Cerakote coatings in over 100 colors and more. How about a performance boost with MG Arms custom services such as lightweight Kevlar stocks made to your specifications, rebarreling, rechambering, skeletonizing, fluting, porting, muzzle brakes, and scope mounting. And if you've ever dreamed of having a custom firearm built just for you, MG Arms is the place. They are world famous for their line of ultralight bolt-action rifles that are a joy to carry and a dream to shoot. The Taranis lineup is built on the lightest AR-type platform available. For personal defense and concealed carry is the 1911-style Wraith. Their hunting revolver, the mighty Dragon Slayer, has taken the most dangerous game on the planet. For your gunsmithing needs and your custom firearms dreams, visit MG Arms at mgarmsinc.com or call 281-821-8282.
We are visiting today with Texas Parks and Wildlife Division Director, John Silvosky. John, when we were setting this interview up, you and I were talking about all the information that the team of biologists pulled together at different WMAs, wildlife management areas, different studies that are done that really, once they're done, sometimes outside of the department, never see the light of day. Before we went to break, Harold had asked about you working with landowners, but those resources and information are just invaluable to landowners, and is something that you can absolutely, I mean, the landowners can work with the biologist and tap into, isn't it?
Yes, sir, Bill. You know, we have a multitude of research projects going on every year, and we just continue to cycle through those. Many of those are multi-year efforts with a variety of partners, many times being, you know, universities across the state. But much of that, you know, the end result then is how can we do better at habitat management or species management across the state? You know, one of the most recent example is, you know, a deer movement study that occurred on the Kerr Wildlife Management Area. It's like, what happens to bucks when you put hunters in the field, and do they change their habits? And is all these old whitetails about, you know, the full moon and hunting pressure and everything else. So from that to, again, specific habitat management ideas, objectives from, you know, either native invasive or exotics invasives, and to include, you know, wild pigs. There's lots of information out there. And most of all of that can be found on our website if you're good at, you know, functioning with the search option in there. A lot of it gets published in professional journals, you know, peer reviewed, and so the research is solid, and the information that we can provide to landowners of Texas is really good, and we have something for virtually anybody, you know, whatever their interest may be.
All right. Well, you've kind of gotten your feet wet. I mean, coming up through the ranks with being a district leader. Then the deputy director and then acting director before being named Wildlife Division Director. And I'd ask you to kind of think of maybe a handful of challenges that you see that are on the horizon that you feel you're going to target and pursue. And what are some of the challenges that come to mind to you, John?
Okay, so you know, not to dip into any political realm, but from an administrative viewpoint, that 30,000 foot level where I have to view our work now. It's pretty simple for me is that, you know, we have to have the public's trust in our work, and that may sound simple, but then our work has to be relevant to them. And to describe that in a different way is, can we or do we add, you know, to their quality of life? And so that's from a broad perspective of everybody that's interested in what we do. But trickling, going back to the landowner perspective, because that is so important to our work. And you already described that, you know, how Texas is such a large private land state. So if we intend to make a difference on the landscape, either with any particular critter or, again, the habitat, we must be successful with our work inside the gate. And to get inside the gate, we've got to have that landowner trust. So we need to be relevant to those folks as well. So, you know, some standard things that we continue to evolve, you know, we have to be more strategic in CWD management. You know, we're getting ready to roll out an R3 plan, which, if you're not familiar with that terminology, you know, is a recruitment, retention, and reactivation of hunters. A personal challenge for me, and maybe interesting to some of the listeners, is that we have a very high churn rate in our licensed buyers, and so 40% of the hunters in Texas only purchase a license once every 5 years. Hmm. And so if I can figure out the magic bullet to fix that and get them to more routinely, or maybe even more importantly, purchase a license every year, that would really change how we can do business. Of course, better, more secure funding resources to do work across the whole state. So those are a couple items that are important, and we could talk about relevancy with the legislature as well, and that is important because they're the ones that control the purse strings for us. But so just to summarize, that whole relevancy with any of our constituent groups is what we need to have, and we've got to add quality to their lives. So
all right, well, let me ask you this. The state of Texas, as we know, is a great place. And from an economic standpoint, it's a phenomenal place, very attractive. And we're seeing an influx, even an increase in the influx of people moving here. And you all talked about this, about the increased population. And if the same percentage that recreates at one level outdoors does at the higher population level, that continues to tax resources and areas for us to recreate. Any plans on expanding and making those opportunities more available to the public?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. You know, even with the percentage of people that consider themselves hunters as compared to the state population, we continue to decrease, but in the big picture, our number of hunters continues to just very gradually go up. And another example of that is our public hunt draw system. You know, we just recently completed our last draw, or we'll complete it here very shortly. And that particular program, you know, generated over $1 million of revenue. But what's more important is over the last, say, 10 years, our level of participation by hunters has gone from 50,000 in that program to now almost 250,000 people trying to compete for that, basically a lottery system, to have the opportunity to hunt on either a special hunt on private lands or a special hunt on one of our WMAs or state parks across the state. So we have a challenge that to meet demand, and we need more access, or whether that be private lands or more opportunities that we can provide on the public lands that we're already managing in the state. So that is a huge challenge for us.
John, in that million you're talking about, was that also ticket sales, or was that on top of the ticket sales for those wonderful hunts like the Grand Slam, things like that, that Bill and I keep trying to win and don't? How is that doing? How is that program
doing? Yeah, like I said, that this is just all those special draws hunts that we have, including big time Texas hunts.
Okay.
So people are really interested, and it just that the graph, if I could, you know, visually show that to you, you'd be really impressed. I mean, it's just a steady line going straight up over the last 10 years.
Well, radio is theater of the mind. I'm very impressed by your graph.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
We talk about an increase in population, then there's an increase in critters that you all monitor and their needs. And the black bear obviously have made the, you know, some headlines recently across the state. We've got exotics that have escaped from high fences and are now free ranging. Those are all challenges for the department, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that whole bear situation, you know, is somewhat weather dependent. You know, we're very confident we have an established bear population in and around Val Verde County. But when we have these long-term droughts, especially south of the border, you know, those bears come up into Texas looking for, you know, some new opportunities. And so we've had several instances of bears recently in Del Rio and then routinely at clear as far as northeast Texas. You know, we get bears wandering in from Oklahoma and Arkansas up there. And so those are certainly challenges. So it keeps us interested, you know, the impact that exotics have on the landscape, competition with native species. Again, going back to that research concept, we've done a tremendous amount of work on that. And so all of those are competing instruments on the range. So, again, working with those individual landowners and what their interest is to, you know, to manage all of those different moving parts on their private property.
How can the folks get more information? Just go to the Parks and Wildlife website, because there is so much. You're talking about the resources as we have to end this segment, but is that the best place for people to go?
Yeah, if I was just to try to make it simple for folks, I would go to our website and go to the Wildlife tab, and there's a link in there that says Find a Biologist, and you really ought to start with as close to your property as you can. There's contact information for all the biologists we have across the state, whether that's urban or rural, and there'll be a phone number, email, and just find somebody that's closest to you, and we'll be glad to come out and visit with them.
Outstanding. John, we are going to have to do this again, but right now we're out of time. So, again, congratulations on the new position and for joining us today on Texas Outdoor News.
I appreciate the opportunity and wish everybody good luck as we start the deer season this weekend. So,
thank you, John. Appreciate it. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause six types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, more seasons opening.
Yeah, a bunch of them. Run this down pretty quick, too, because the clock does ticketh. Through January 31st, right now, High Plains Mallard Management Unit's going on. November 7, 8, well, that's this weekend, youth-only duck season in the North Zone. Duck regular season, first split 7 to 29 of November. Of course, deer season, we know, has opened. November 7, a lot of turkey seasons open. Check the annual, though, as far as when they end. Rio Grande, Turkey Fall, North Texas, South Texas, Brooks, Kennedy, Kleberg, Willacy County's got to check those things out. Also in that site. Just go to tpwd.tx.gov, right? I get that one right?
Yeah.
There we go. And, hey, go hunting, take the family, and maybe go in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means. Want to thank our guest today, Texas Parks and Wildlife's brand new Wildlife Division Director, John Slavosky. Great information.
Indeed.
And wealth of information for landowners, hunters, I mean, anybody. Yeah. You really ought to tap into that.
Well, people need to remember that Parks and Wildlife didn't exist until hunters group said, we need to manage this, okay?
Absolutely.
So they're part of us, and they are on our side, all right? Be sure to check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of all of our wonderful affiliate stations. We archive all of the shows there. See if you go, what'd they say? Just go there and play it, man. Just click on listen to our show. We're also up on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, Stitcher Smart Radio, iHeart Radio, and things that you can like Facebook. Like us, that helps spread the word and build the audience. Okay, we appreciate it. Do remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So, a lot of people out in the field this weekend, friends. Remember, be safe out there. Keep your head down so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.